Welcome back to Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with Dr. Gary Cass of DefendChristians.org. He is the director of the Christian Anti-Defamation Commission. And we're going to talk about the war on Christmas. It seems as if every Advent season, like clockwork, the Grinches come out of the woodworks. Or is this an overstatement? Some people, especially on the left, think the whole idea of the war on Christmas is much ado about absolutely nothing. Dr. Gary Cass, welcome back to the program.
Hey there, Jerry. How are you?
Well, this is a leading question, but where do you weigh in on the subject of, is there really a war on Christmas? Or is maybe that misspoken?
Well, I think maybe what some people object to is maybe the term war. I don't know how else to describe it. There's a concerted effort, absolutely, to try to strip the culture of all of our sacred references, specifically Christian ones. So we see it in even some of the marketing that some of the major department stores are doing, such as Target. They'll talk about holidays. You'll see reindeers and snowflakes, but you're never going to see anything that even remotely reflects any references to Christ. So, as the secularization of the culture continues, yes, there is a war. Maybe it's not a hot war, but there is a war as we drift away from our foundations.
But it is interesting to me, just stepping back for a second, okay, when I look at things like in a local park here in Broward County, Florida, they have a beautiful display of all kinds of lights. And it's just fantastic. It's holiday fantasy of lights. But unfortunately, there's nothing directly Christian. And they even at one point went out of their way to keep one of the local churches from having something directly Christian. Although in the most recent display, I noticed they had two angels. And that is absolutely part of the Judeo-Christian tradition, whether people realize it or not, and it has special significance at Christmas time. But in a larger sense, all of the lights at Christmas time point to Jesus Christ, the light of the world who came into our dark world. Even if it's reindeer, it's still pointing to Jesus, indirectly at least.
Well, yeah, it's St. Nicholas, after all, that is Santa Claus, and so... And that's even a funny story to go and look at the history of St. Nicholas. You know, all of this, obsession with the more secular side of things, and ultimately all end up tracing their roots back to Christ. And that's what's, for the Christian, it's just frustrating to watch because you just see them, either they don't know or they pretend to not know that all of this is rooted in Christ. And, it's sad only because our children, in the long run, are being deprived of this this truth that was generally considered part and parcel of what it meant to be an American. We're built on these foundations, and now they're being eroded. So it's not that it's not important, but I think in light of, the Muslims coming in and shooting up a Christmas party, I don't think very many people want to be on record right now being anti-Christmas.
Mm. You know, it's the thing that bothers me the most about the general war on Christmas is especially what happens in some of the schools of our country. And one example, and this is what really annoys me. Okay, so they don't allow Christmas, directly, explicitly Christmas songs in the school, even though the Supreme Court would allow that with decisions like Lynch v. Donnelly from the early 1980s, the manger is allowed if you add a few reindeers decision. I mean, that's really what it says, essentially. That means that if you have Silent Night sung, you can have Mama Got Run Over by a Reindeer, add a couple of secular songs and you're fine. But here's what really annoys me is when they take something that's explicitly Christian, like Silent Night, and then replace the words with a song like Cold in the Night. And this actually happened in Wisconsin, or was slated to happen because of the Grinches, and thankfully, Liberty Council, I believe, was able to get it stopped. But the idea of replacement of that which is secular. Hey, if you want to invent your own thing, go ahead, but don't claim that it's, you know, don't steal from Christianity.
That's the bad part, though. See, this is the bankruptcy of secularism. They can't create anything but the mundane.
So they're parasitical.
And so they're trying to find some special holiday significance, but when you press them, well, what are we celebrating? The deep, bitter cold, you know, in the middle of December? Are we going back to neo-paganism? We're going to start worshiping, you know, winter solstice, you know, because, and that just shows you, you know, at the core, all people are religious. They want to have some kind of meaning in life larger than themselves. Of course, at Christmas, Christians are very content to say, no, the meaning is in Christ and all of that. And yet they want to have some kind of celebrations, even while destroying the very foundation of it. It just shows you the irrationalism.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've interviewed a few times the Christian son of the former atheist, well, former atheist, she's mm-hmm. dead now, Madeline Murray O'Hare. So William
right.
J. Murray grew up.
Right.
And he said, you know, my mom did everything she could to fight any kind of expression of Christianity. And he said, ironically, she loved to celebrate Christmas, supposedly. He said she would set up a manger scene, I mean, with Jesus in it. And he said it was like how she could not see the disconnect. It's just crazy.
Well, and it just shows because at the end of the day, in our heart of hearts, we are all religious creatures. We are all spiritual beings. And it's going to find expression one way or the other. So the good news is we get to do it in a way that's rational. The secularists have to start making up stuff and trying to infuse or impart meaning and significance to things that are just foolish. And, you know, so, you know, you end up where we're at. It's all just, again, man's war with God in general, where he's suppressing the truth of God and unrighteousness. So
Romans 1.
Chapter 1, mm-hmm. right on display.
You know, a few years ago, I think it was Life magazine, found some old rare photos, not even, you know, had not seen the light of day in a few decades, really. And they were Adolf Hitler around 1939, 1940, in that zone.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple where it was showing some Christmas trees, what we would call Christmas trees.
Right.
And Hitler went out of his way to call them something else. But he wanted to, you know, as part of the whole Nazi plan, was the paganization of
right.
Germany and of all, you know, the territories that the Germans held.
Mm-hmm.
So that, therefore, Christmas, meaning the birth of Jesus Christ, was banned.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now somebody will say, oh, you know, you're calling all these pagans in our schools who are trying to get any kind of Christian, you know, elements removed, we are calling them Nazis. No, I'm not violating God's law. I'm just saying that's what Hitler did, and that's historically important to know.
Oh, and that just shows you again, because of the, again, war on God in the heart of everybody, we want our cake and eat it too. We want to have a sense of meaning and purpose and significance, and we want the warm, you know, feelings associated with Christmas, but we really don't want to be bothered by Jesus and his claims on our life. He kind of imposes on us, so it's just the latest expression of it. But, and the good news is, as Christians, we're very optimistic that over time, truth prevails and God will have the final say, and the bankruptcy of secular Christmas will be exposed for what it is.
I remember when I was a newborn Christian, and then I started listening to the actual wording of some of the Christmas carols I had either heard or even sung in some cases
right.
prior. And then when I heard it with new eyes, it was like, wow, this stuff is great. You know, there's just mm-hmm. one example. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of, you know, comfort and joy.
That'll preach.
Pardon me?
That will preach.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. No wonder they don't want to hear these words.
Absolutely. Well, the good news is the truth prevails over time, and we just need the church to take up its position, be bold, be strong, be faithful, and let the Lord use us and not back down. And we're actually doing people a favor when we do that. We're not because we're bringing them into a relationship to the truth, which everybody needs. We're not being bigoted. We're not being hateful. But if we wanted to, we could just go to ground and not speak out, and everybody would like us. But that would be the most hateful thing we would do. They'd be very indifferent of us to do that. So we just need to remember, you know, the reason for the season. My wife, who's funny, you know, she's by nature very, very shy. But I'll tell you what, December 1st, she busts out her Jesus is the reason for the season button. And that's kind of just in her way, that's her witness. And I think it's wonderful. You know, we just, all of us need to do what we have grace to do, and do it for the glory of God, but also for love of neighbor. I mean, now's the time to be able to speak to people about spiritual things, because the whole calendar has to stop and take note of who Jesus is.
And even the word holiday, when people say happy holidays, really, honestly, the main holiday in question is Christmas. But that word, right, holiday, is derived holy from holy days. There's significance, right, in that even.
Yeah. So to have a secular holiday is a contradiction in terms. But again, don't try to be rational about this.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with you, by the way, about the witness at Christmas time. I mean, just to see, for example, even secular people celebrating or listening to, let's say, Handel's Messiah, which is 72 scripture verses or whatever it is. It's right. 70 plus scripture verses, and 42 of those, by the way, from the Old Testament, 31 from the New.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Jerry, I'm going to have to go right now.
All righty, so, then.
And thanks for your time. And we'll be back in touch, okay?
All right. Gary Cass of the...
All right. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Thank you now. Of the Christian Anti-Defamation Commission, and the website for that commission, which tracks Christian bashing not only at Christmas time, but all year round, is defendchristians.org.